some words on the ring. Then he see, check. Oh, the word says that this also will change. Just this word. This also will change. He can understand why. Right? He can understand why. But since he trusts his father's intelligence, he said, okay, I put. When time ripes, I understand. Now I don't have the wisdom to understand what does it mean. So as time goes on, the elder son, because he get a lot of money, so he start buying shares. And the younger son start the other business, right? Start a small business. So as I don't know whether you play shares or not. If you play shares, but my student, many play with shares, then they will tell me, almost get heart attack. Share go up, wow, very happy. Go down, oh, very sad. Then up, down, up, down. Some of my Chinese students say, she almost get heart attack. Similarly, this elder son, every day play with the share, then almost get heart attack and become very, very weak because of this high blood pressure and heart attack. And the younger son, he invested in the business. Sometimes business go up, sometimes go down. But he remember what the ring say. This also will change. So when the business goes up, this also will change. When business goes down, this also will change. So whatever emotion he has, this also will change. Happiness he has, this also will change. Unhappiness he experienced, this also will change. So all his life, he just used this word, this also will change. So he maintained the equanimous of life throughout his lifetime and never get heart attack like his elder brother. So this is the valuable lesson his wise father gave to him. Because his wise father understand the elder son has not that intelligence to absorb my teaching. Therefore, that ring is only for his younger son. So today, I also share, give you, not the ring, but the teaching of the Buddha, contemplate impermanent, contemplate non-self. And I hope you behave like the younger son, digest it, and practice it, whatever emotion you have, whatever physical difficulty you have, contemplate impermanent, contemplate they are not myself, and let go of it, right? Then you will live, abide in ease and comfort in this long, long journey of samsara. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Any question?
Okay. Hello. Okay. Sorry. Well, my question being, so when we give metta and wish all beings well and happy, does that mean it's more of a conventional teaching?
Yes. Because metta is samatha meditation. It's not insight meditation. In order to gain concentration, we must use conventional truth. Anapana, we pay on concept of in-breath and out-breath. It's also conventional. Only we use conventional things, we can reach jhana. If you use impermanent, how to reach jhana? Jhana also impermanent, right? So we cannot develop insight by using ultimate truth. Only using conventional, like sabbe sattā, all beings are happy. All beings are conventional, not ultimate truth.
Thank you. And another question is also, I think there's a teaching that says, I'm the owner of my karma, I'm the heir of my karma. So that's also a conventional truth teaching.
Correct.
Because at the ultimate level,
it's only karma. No, yeah, it's only karma, not I.
There's only the river of karma, right? The stream.
No I, yes.
There's no I.
Yes.
OK. Okay.
Sometimes Buddha have to use conventional truth. Otherwise, he cannot teach how to teach. Right? He have to use conventional truth to make things clear. Therefore, we say, you know, this is my karma, that's my karma. Ultimately, it's also not very truth. Because there's no one. Right? Karma is also arising, passing away, arising, passing away. Remember one thing. When a person has done a bad thing, and he always remorse the bad thing he has done, right? Then he says, oh, I have done a bad thing. Because he identified that bad thing as myself, then after that, he fall into four woeful states. But for Sotapan, before he attained Sotapan, right, he also has done many mistakes by Angulimala, they say, he killed many people. So before Sotapan attained Sotapan, he also done many mistakes. But once he attained Sotapan, he has no more identification of I have done this bad thing, that bad karma belong to me. He has no more this idea. Since he has no more this idea, all the bad thing he has done before he becomes Sotapan cannot bring him to the four woeful states. Right? Therefore, we say identification view, responsible for casting a person into four woeful states.
So I just want to clarify, when you say breath is a concept, actually is it because there's no such thing as breath? It's just air, or it's just the wind element?
It's the wind element, but we don't pay attention to it as a wind. Mm. We just pay attention to as in-breath, out-breath, something in-breath, out-breath, coming in, going. We don't identify it as a wind. It's just a concept, in and out. Okay.
Another question I have is the Mara. Mm. Mara, can be said, is the ignorance?
Every unwholesome things are rooted in ignorance. Right? We didn't say ignorant, Mara, ignorant. We only divide into four. Like it is a Mara, this Mara, this Mara. But all the unwholesome things are rooted in ignorance. Okay?
Thank you.
Sally, I'd like to request, I'd like to explain the factor of ruptures. In Atlantan, I don't fully understand what you mean, ruptures.
During meditation?
Yes.
Okay. Rupture is lightness of the body. One of the manifestation of rupture, there are five types of rupture. One of the manifestation of rupture is very light the body. And another one is goose pimple all over, you know. And sometimes you feel like wave are rushing to you, wave. And sometimes you feel like floating in the sky. But don't open the eye and see whether you sit on the floor or not. No need to open the eye. You feel like floating in the sky. Because why you feel like floating in the sky? Simply because of lightness. The body suddenly have no weight. So you feel very light. Sometimes the electricity current go through the body and the whole body become very light and joy, a lot of joy and happiness. Of course, sometimes people were meditating and smile. His face, you know, you will see his smiling face. All these are rupture.
The second question is, during your talk, you say that when you reach stage 4 meditation, at the Nimitta stage,
the stage of what? Ajjana or?
No. The meditation only. The concentration.
The anapana, the test state, okay.
Concentration. So, do you say that... The lights is because of the concentration that produces the lights. So, and then when it's stable, you start to observe on it.
Mm.
So can you refine what do you mean by stable? It means that because the lights, stable means that the lights is standard because the nimitta can change from...
That's not stable.
That's not stable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me explain to you. Okay, so when we come to Anapanasati, sometimes when the mind is very quiet, the light can appear. First of all, I want you to differentiate what is light, what is nimitta. Nimitta is the real nimitta, 100% nimitta, come out from the breath. The best one is when you breathe in, you see the light going in. When you breathe out, the light going out, going in, going in. This is 100% nimitta, no doubt about it. But very few people experience like that. Most people only have light here. This part. And this one we consider nimitta. Not too far. Too far also not the anapana nimitta. This part. This is called nimitta. But some people experience light above. Here, there, and below. This is not considered nimitta. Why? Because nimitta must come from breath. Then the breath is here. How can the light come from here? How the nimitta come from here? So this is simply because of light. Then why light appear? Because concentration produce light. Whatever concentration, whether nimitta for Brahma Vihara, Metta, or other concentration also produce light. Wisdom also produce light. Faith also produce light. But anapana produce nimitta. That nimitta come from the breath. Therefore, it cannot be far away from the nose area. Okay?
Can one have both? You can both lights plus the something from both.
Can, but at the time, maybe not stable. If there's both, it's not stable yet. Okay? So, if the nimitta is come from the nostril or around this area, then, first of all, for most people, every people, the nimitta is not stable one. Why? Because nimitta only stable when one go into deep concentration. So in the beginning, the concentration is not deep and not stable yet. Therefore, nimitta also were not stable. What does it mean stable? Stable means that it changed form. Suddenly this like round one, then after a few seconds, change to like triangle or change the different pattern, keep on changing. Then this is called not stable. If it keep on changing, how are you going to focus on it? If you focus on it, your mind also keep on changing, then your concentration fall away. So you must wait until it's stable. How to make it stable? Constantly pay attention on your breath. You must remember nimitta come from concentration on the breath. So if you constantly pay attention on the breath, then the nimitta gradually change less. It becomes stable, brighter. Sometimes got form, some people have no form. It depends on individual. But the deeper concentration, the brighter the nimitta. So it's stable here, it doesn't disappear. Some people only 10 minutes then disappear already. Then how to concentrate on nimitta? No more there. This is what I mean, not stable. Stable means it persists there for half an hour. Half an hour is always here, half an hour. Not disappear or come, disappear or come.
If the nimitta have no form, what to look at?
Light.
The lights, if there's no form, what to look at?
Light. Nimitta is form of light.
Yeah, it's lights.
So you focus on that light. I don't want to say light because the light can be out of here, right?
The third question is, in some sitting, actually, your concentration is not good enough to reach that stage. You are just at the level of struggling, yes. Struggling, mind, yes. Restless. So in this sitting, is it worth trying to sit too long?
No. But minimum, you must keep the minimum. For your case, minimum one and a half hour, according to Pao standard. Each sitting 1.5 hours. So after 1.5 hours, then
If we are not getting anything,
yeah,
I think
yeah, you can get up.
There's no point trying to do some more marathon on it.
Correct. Huh? So what?
I mean marathon. I'm the runner, I use equivalent.
It's true that first of all, you must know in one day, let's say we have 5 sitting. If you can get 1 or 2, you should be contented. If you want to expect every sitting, not possible until you have already jhana. If don't have jhana yet, one day you can get 1 or 2 sitting, you should be contented. No, don't be too greedy. Otherwise, that greedy and expectation for make you fall away even faster.
Okay. One last question is, in jhana, one don't have any thoughts, no sound, no body. My question is that, how do you know you're in jhana already?
After you come out from that state, then you reflect.
But how do you know that you have been in jhana?
Okay, so when the mind concentrate on the breath, okay? When the mind concentrate on the breath, it is full concentration, you cannot hear the sound because you cannot feel the body and become very light. The mind fully on the breath. Sorry, the mind fully on the nimitta. Let's say for 1 hour, right? After 1 hour, because concentration cannot last for so long, after 1 hour, automatically, the thought comes, then you fall away from concentration. So at the time, you try to reflect just now's experience. Oh, at the time, no thoughts, no body, the mind fully absorbed in the nimitta. Then when you report to the teacher will tell you. You also must know. When you are in the jhana, you don't know. Because if you know, I'm in the jhana, you break from your concentration already. Right? Because it's a wandering thought arise. I'm in the jhana. The moment you say, I'm in the jhana, I'm very happy in the jhana, you break from your concentration. Right? Only when you finish 1 hour, right, you reflect, review just now's experience. Oh, then you know, just now I enter into jhana.
Oh, if you're in a quiet surrounding, that no even for sound to judge.
Didn't your mind wander off? You don't know? Even you cannot hear the sound, okay? Even you cannot hear, because so quiet. Okay, now let's put aside the sound. But when you breathe, sometimes the mind think of clinic, think of your patient.
Yes,
then exactly.
No jhana. No, I'm not saying I'm jhana. Okay. No, I'm just out of academically a thought and say that if one doesn't even have all this, how is one going to know he has been or?
That's why thoughts, sound is another to assess whether you have jhana or not, right? But sound cannot be, talk this later. But how long you can concentrate here? You can fully concentrate here, forget everything, the thoughts, no. Only mind and the nimitta unify together. Then after 1 hour or even half an hour, then the thought, suddenly one thought pop up. Then you fall away from jhana. But you can review one. Just now, half an hour, seems that the mind only stay with the nimitta. Then you can assess maybe at the time I have entered into jhana. Understand or not?
Yes. One more little request, because I have 4 more days for the retreat.
You what?
I have 4 more days only.
Oh, 4 more days.
So if I leave any important lectures, I'd like to request to put it before I leave.
What? You like to request what?
For the lectures to put it before I leave. The lectures.
What? To put him what? Wow, this special request.
That's why it's a
okay, I will arrange first. Because sometimes I arrange up to first week only. And the next 4 days, I know it arrange. I got to arrange first. Okay, one moment. So another thing is regarding the sound, okay? For some people, they enter into jhana, especially they are not familiar and not mastery of jhana yet. Sometimes they may stay, enter very short only, then hear a sound. Then they come, then they quickly go into nimitta again. So if they are not familiar, or not, they don't understand how this works, then they say, oh, in the jhana, I can hear a sound. Doesn't mean that in the jhana, they can hear a sound, simply because the mind leave the nimitta, hear a sound, then come back again. But he don't understand how the mind work, so he think in the jhana they can hear a sound. Okay.
Sally, can I actually can is it better that we don't know about like jhana and also that we don't
expect? Yes.
And then can we just practice as for the sake of practice without, you know, wanting to know first?
Practice for the sake of practice without without all the knowledges.
Without trying to achieve the different kind of dana expectation.
That you can practice with relaxed mind. If you can practice without expectation, no, without thinking of jhana, I think you will be more happy. You will be definitely more happy, right? And sometimes, even we expect for jhana, the jhana never come because of our expectation. So, at the end, forget it. You know, the time for me to sit 1 hour, I sit for 1 hour. Whether I achieve light, see light or not, anatta, anatta, all beyond my control. My approach is like that. But for those who have light one, I want to lead them to jhana. So for those who have no light, don't worry. The fruit, if it's not ripe yet, it will not fall down. You have to wait until the fruit ripe. Suddenly, just come without expectation. Then you can practice in more relaxed manner and more happy. So I personally hope you all don't practice with expectation. However, why should I talk about light? Because if I don't talk about light, some people, they have special parami. Within one or few sitting, they see brilliant light. And they thought they are out of the mind. How can I close my eye and see brilliant light? You know, there will be a lot of doubt in them. And they thought they go crazy. If they thought they go crazy and stop practice, it's a great loss for them. For this purpose, I have to tell you, what will you see in this path? What will you see? What will you encounter? But once you encounter, also you don't expect for further, right?
Meaning without the expectation, we will still be able to progress.
Of course. The progress based on the effort, not based on expectation. Okay? Based on effort, balancing. Balancing, not expect and not too focused and not too relaxed. For balancing. Then you will move on the path.
At which point do we start to like investigate into the insight, from concentration, at which point?
For this moment, if you want to practice, because your time is very short, right? So if you want to practice pure concentration, you sit in a formal sitting, you just do concentration. Maybe the last 10 minutes, you lift the breath and observe what's happening in the mind and body, and contemplate impermanent, contemplate non-self. I want to say that many teachers can teach Anapanasati. I'm not the only one, okay? But I feel that I am the very few teacher who teach how to contemplate impermanent, how to see non-self nature of arising phenomena. Only few teachers teach like that. So I wish you to learn what is my specification. If you go back home without learning some of my special technique, then I think it's also a loss for you. Right? Therefore, after 1 hour, or before you want to get up, 10 minutes, they say, you know, this sitting is 1.5 hour or 1 hour, the last 10 minutes roughly, no need to see watch. So roughly you, okay, stop breathing here, then see the whole body, whatever arise in the body, because after that, more sensation already. Then try to practice the technique only. Okay, impermanent, or not myself, the pain, not myself. Try to learn it. 10 minutes, every 10 minutes after your concentration practice. And in your daily life also, when you eat something, you know, you have the pleasant feeling, contemplate that pleasant feeling as impermanent, not myself. When there's a craving arise because of tongue contact, then contemplate not myself, impermanent. In daily life, there are many mental states that you can contemplate. Okay?
Sally, when I first started practicing, I didn't have much wisdom, and the sila was mediocre. But I had very good concentration, skyrocket. Over the years, the sila has gotten really solid, and the wisdom has gotten really strong, so that on page 317 of your book, Unraveling the Mystery, you go through the mental factors. Mm. And you had language where you described, you said something like, who has faith, or who is it, in describing each mental factor. I've been using that throughout the day. So if I have an angry thought, I'll say, who is angry? Mm. And answer, anger is angry.
Yeah.
And I just keep doing that all the time. So now, no matter what happens, no matter what arises, I always ask that question, who's sad, who's upset, who's whatever, who's happy? And the answer comes. And with pain, who, you know, just noting is pain, and permanent. And the more I do it, it becomes quicker and quicker and quicker. The mind catches and just automatically goes into that contemplation. So it's like the disturbance will arise, but the mind resolves it very quickly using that technique. However, the concentration, I do get light, but it's not as sexy and jazzy as it was in the beginning. So I wonder, how do you explain high concentration, low sila panya, and then the reverse, very strong sila, very strong panya, and mediocre concentration. Just enough, I get enough concentration to analyze phenomena and to sort of track kilesa all day long, but it's never really high.
It takes time. No, you are too impatient. you expect too much, you know? This Dhamma, it doesn't bear fruit very fast. But you already see, I can see you already progress very fast, and yet you want more and more. That is a greed. You have to let the Dhamma unfold itself. To me, I feel this, keep on doing, you will see more and more, experience more and more. Don't expect more, okay? So what she shared, you can take it into consideration. So whatever, you know, kilesa, mara, arise in you, okay? I'm angry. Then ask, who is angry? No, it's just a mental factor of anger. Arise due to condition. Then anger is not self. Anger. Then you solve one problem. Then another one, greedy arise. Oh, who is greedy? Oh, it's just a mental factor of greed arising, passing away. Then solve another problem. Huh? Expect something. Expectation. Can't you note the expectation? You have to see the expectation. Who is expecting? No one is expectation. Just a greed. Greed for Dhamma. Okay? Also no good. Huh? So you also can apply this way. This way also in my book. However, I feel that difficult to find 知音人. You know 知音人? How to say in English? Huh? So it means that very few people, the moment she listen to my talk and get it immediately. Very few. I just have to explain again, maybe more than 10 times, 20 times, and they get it. So because this Dhamma, because what I explain in such a too simple way, And people don't think Dhamma can be so simple. So they just don't pay attention to it. Okay? So you can apply it. She shared what she had learned. You can apply it. Okay, just now I see one person. Okay.
Sayani, I have a few questions. Since I'll be leaving Monday, if let's say you are able to separate the watching mind and the mental phenomena, is it still under your instruction? Is it still important to note impermanent?
Impermanent of what?
Like feeling. Mm-hmm. Mental thoughts, if you are able to separate watching mind and mental thoughts, is it still important to note impermanent that way?
Okay, so if you are able to separate it, then you will have already seen non-self, right?
I won't say non-self, probably can separate it better, like the feeling is the feeling, the watching is the watching.
Then, okay, before you see impermanent, you should see the feeling as not myself. See the non-self first before you see impermanent. Since you are able to separate it, then you see feeling not myself, not myself, not myself, watching mind, not myself, not myself, not myself.
Oh, because I haven't looked at the watching mind. I'm not really able to look at the watching mind so strongly yet. Just can separate it. That's
okay.
All.
Then you see the feeling, not myself. Since you can separate it, you know it's not myself already.
Yeah.
But in order to enhance your perception of non-self, mentally you still have to note, not myself, not myself. If you note 1,000 times, that you give 1,000 impression in your heart, that's not myself. Each note leave impression on the heart.
So the impermanent part is when the feeling goes away. Is that the moment you see the impermanence?
That's called real seeing. Real seeing. But before the feeling goes away, if you note impermanent, you speed up the disappearance. You speed it up. Why? Because inside our mind, there is a perverted perception, or distorted perception, we call sanya vipalasa. Everyone, we have very, even anagami also have that. Everyone, in deep in the heart, we have one perverted or distorted perception of permanent. So when a feeling arises in your heart, in your mind, if you don't pay wise attention and say it impermanent, even though you are watching it without saying impermanent, that perverted perception still will come out and the mind will think it is permanent. When the mind, although you don't note, but the mind, because of that insight is perverted, deep inside the perverted impermanent, and then the mind will perceive it as permanent, then you will, when the mind perceive it as permanent, it becomes very difficult to see its disappearance. So your noting mind must be harmonized, or we call, another word we call, tune in, like frequency. Tune in the, if you're observing mind, like pay attention to it as impermanent, that it harmonizes with the truth, sabbe sankhara anicca, or formation are impermanent. Then very quick, the state of disappearance will occur. Therefore, it's so important to see it as impermanent. Understand or not?
Yes. Thank you. The other question is, because I'm very interested to learn about seeing the rupa as non-self, Is the four element meditation the best way to do this?
Yes. If not, you can see all the sensation. In fact, all the sensation that arise in the body is also under four element. So, for example, hot. Hot is under fire element, right? So when you come in, you feel very hot. For some people who don't know how to practice, they just want to on the fan, want to on the air conditioner. But for those who understand hot is fire element, they just not fire element, impermanent. Then no more, doesn't feel the hot anymore. So you see the body, all the sensation, the element keep on changing. Then you understand the body better.
But is there a formal way to practice this four element meditation?
Yes, of course. Of course. It takes time. Mm-hmm.
Is jhana a prerequisite for this meditation?
No. Four elements meditation is a combination of concentration and insight, both.
So jhana is not necessary?
Because four elements also can produce concentration.
Do you have a talk on how to do the four elements?
You can go to, I think, the one... any book, any of my book, I think The Path to Happiness. You go to the library, my book, The Path Happiness. Something, whenever I talk about five aggregate, you know, form aggregate is four elements. So we can see first. The problem is a bit, little bit complicated. So you see first, after you understand it, then another book is Pao's book, The Four Elements Meditation. But before you go to Pao's book first, you can read my book.
The Path to Happiness.
Under the five aggregate. Huh?
Is it possible in walking meditation that you achieve not as subtle as sitting meditation, the breath? Is it possible? And in the four phases of the Anapanasati that you have listed down, which phase do we know that there should not be any thoughts at all?
Jhana.
Oh, only jhana.
So don't expect has no thought. Don't expect. Before reaching jhana, there is thought. Always.
So even when the breath is very subtle, the thought still can come in.
Maybe come in late, not so frequent, but still. Because when the breath is too subtle, the mind feel difficult to hold it, then the thought will come.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, enough today. Okay. Sa, do, sa, sa.